Molly and I will share the scriptures with you. I'll go first and share the one from Psalm 104. I'll do verses 33 and 34, and Polly will introduce her scripture reading. But we certainly have been blessed today with great music. And my soul sings today. And my prayer is that we all can sing for joy. But even if we do not have joy today, that in the midst of singing, God would bring it. So let me share first from Psalm 104, verses 33 through 34. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I'm still alive. Let my praise be pleasing to Him. I'm rejoicing in the Lord.
And the other scripture is from Colossians, the third chapter, verses 16 through 17. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
And what a privilege for me. I've just read from the Bible that's recently been blessed. This Bible belongs to Alex, and he let me borrow it today. So thank you so much, Alex, for letting me read from your Bible. This is a great day. I was in the 9:45 service. I preached over there. I have a different message over here. I just changed what I was going to do. But I want to let you know that my soul really does sing. You know, before service, I walk around, I greet people, and I'm just reminded of the relationships that I've been blessed to have at this church and beyond this church. And when I see familiar faces, some faces maybe I haven't seen before, and some people who are able to join us this day, and without going into detail about anything, it really is special that we're here today. And I don't want to ever take that for granted myself. My soul sings. I've been thinking about the Bible, and there's so much about singing in the Bible. It's there at creation. In the 37th chapter of Job, verse 8, God is talking to Job about, where were you at the beginning when I made the world? Before the morning stars sang together. Have you ever thought about that? The morning stars sang at creation itself. So they're right at the beginning. But then if you go through the Bible and you come to the end, it's Revelation, not revolutions. But if you come to the book of Revelation, you'll see that there at the very end of the Bible, the saints are gathered around the throne of God and they're singing, "Worthy is the Lamb." So when you talk about the Bible, it's there at the beginning of creation and it's there at the new creation. Around the throne of God. But if you look right into the heart of the Bible, you'll find the book of Psalms. And the book of Psalms is a psalm book. Actually, it was the early psalms of the ancient Israelites. They sang the psalms. Now, some of those songs were songs of praise. Some were songs of thanksgiving. Some were songs of lament. And some were petition of prayer. The whole variety of feelings and emotions were expressed, reflecting on various life circumstances. But it was in song, and it was often done antiphonally. And I think about how, isn't that something? Not only do we find singing at the beginning there in creation, singing at the end around the throne, but the heart of the Bible consists of the psalms. Now you'll find singing and music and song throughout the Bible. But I just wanted to lift that up to you, that at the beginning, at the end, and right in the middle. I want to share one more thing with you that's so very, very important. After the Lord's Supper, before Jesus went to the cross on the next day, He took His disciples and they went out and they sang a hymn together. And I think about that, how singing was so very important to Jesus, that on the night before His crucifixion, He sang a hymn. He sang a hymn. He sang like we do. We sing our faith. But he also knew that it is in singing our faith that we find the ability to keep the faith. Jesus himself sang. And one of the, it was a hymn, probably one of the hymns from Psalm 113 and 118 called the Songs of Hallel. Singing is really part of why I'm here today. Because as a young child, I went to church every Sunday with my mother. My father had to work on Sundays, but I was with my mother. And the thing I remember most was a singing at our church at Duke Memorial. My mother was a great singer. We had a choir. All the people sang. And you know, when you're little, it just all sounds great. It's like you're surrounded by, big people and glorious music. And the only thing that bothered me was we had a pipe organ. And they had these long pipes. It was in the back of the choir loft. And we were seated up near front. And I said, "Mom, look, if one of those pipes falls, it could hit us." So we moved to the balcony. But I remember being moved in my spirit during some of those times when we were singing. And when I was singing beside my mom, because I could tell how much it meant to her. Now, did I know what I was singing about? A little bit, but not much. But you know, that's how we're formed as a Christian community. That's how we're formed in the faith. We come together and we sing the songs of faith, and we are formed spiritually through our worship services when we sing. And then, of course, as I grew older, I began to understand so many of the things that I was singing about. It meant that much more to me. But you started off just singing along with the people. And then that was the best way to learn the faith, other than the teaching that I received as a young child. It was through the singing of songs. So singing is so very important. And I don't know if you know this, but you know, we're all called to sing. We don't hire the choirs just to get up and do it for us. We're all called to sing, but we are blessed with those who lead us in singing, much like CFX. I don't know if you know this, but we have 21 choirs at this church. We have 403 persons involved in our music ministry. So the music is we're blessed. This afternoon we're going to be blessed with a concert of thanks at 3 o'clock. And then next Sunday at 6:30 in the sanctuary with another concert. But the thing I want to talk with you about today is the relationship between singing and joy. Now, we all understand that when we have joy, we sing. Because it's the language of joy. Singing really is the expression of that which we really cannot express any other way. It's the same with dancing. It's why we do those kinds of things. It's an expression of that which so often is inexpressible. We do the best we can, but when we're full of joy, we sing. We understand that. But I have also discovered that it is in those times of singing so often that we begin to experience joy. Yet again, another reason why it's so very important that we come together as a community of faith and we sing. Because as we're singing together and lifting up God's praise, as we're singing thanksgiving or songs of lament, or as we're singing, someone else is hearing something they need to hear. And in the midst of all of that, they can experience God's grace. And it's hard to explain. But in the midst of singing, I believe that God's speaking to many of you, if you're listening. And the music, the songs, can quicken your spirit, focus your mind, and put joy in your heart. So often I'm convinced that there are people being moved during the singing and they experience joy that they did not have when they came to church. Now here's what I believe. I believe that joy is the characteristic of the Christian life. Christianity, in one word, is joy. And joy, J-O-Y, stands for Jesus overflowing you. And it overflows you so that you worship Him, you serve Him, you walk with Him, Jesus overflows you and your life is no longer the same again. You begin to be a part of what God is doing in the world today to build His kingdom. Everybody needs to experience joy. But hear this. Joy doesn't necessarily mean that you jump up and down, that you have to run around with a smile always on your face. Because here's the great thing about joy. No, you can do that, and that's great. But that's your flesh. That's your outward activity doing what it does. Joy is an inside job. Joy is what remains though you lose everything. Joy is that which cannot be taken from you. Joy is that which abides. And Jesus says, I have spoken these words to you so that my joy may be in you and remain in you. Joy is that which we always have. On our good days, on our bad days, on rainy days, on sunny days, joy is that inward understanding that no matter what, Jesus is just overflowing me. He's overflowing you. And my prayer is, you know, that we all can experience God's grace in such a way that it's convincing, personal convincing and life transforming, and we can have joy. Now, I can't manufacture it. I remember early in the ministry, I'd kind of, you know, see if I could, you know, make people feel happy, make people feel joyful. Now, I know that's not my job. My job is to love them. A member of this church, matter of fact, a member of the worshiping community of Celebration came to me many years ago and he said, listen, all my life I've wondered, where is the joy? And I thought to myself, God's grace is working in his life. I need to be there for Lee Vierson. And we began to meet at Panera Bread off and on again. And I listened to his story. That's all I did. I listened to his story. And I heard him share with me where he was. And then I realized all I needed to do was to stick with him because God's Spirit was at work in him. And if anything, I would merely be a midwife to help bring to birth what needed to be brought to birth. Now, if you've ever read the book that was put together by Becky and his family, you'll know the story. But little by little, he began to do things. He met Otis. He went out to Southeast Raleigh, became involved. He was already involved in our church. But he became even more involved. He was a worshiper here. He began to do other things within our church. He began to experience more of God's grace. Because sometimes the hardest thing in the world is to allow yourself to be loved unconditionally and to accept a gift. Two things in life we're totally unprepared for. One is tragedy. Why did that happen? We're totally unprepared for it. The other one is a gift that you weren't anticipating. But the time came when Lee says, I want to be able to do more. And I asked him, well, what is it that brings you joy? He said, well, I can't really say this brought me joy, but I used to write poetry, but my poetry was about darkness. I said, well, just bring your poems. So he brought his poems. It's good poetry. And there's nothing wrong with that stuff. But it was illustrative of his life journey. And then slowly but surely, he began to rewrite his poems, and they were about light, and they were about love, and they were about building bridges, and they were about joy. And I don't know, but probably most of you here were able to hear his testimony when he stood right where I'm standing and he said, my soul sings. Sings. He experienced joy. And he has a poem, My Soul Sings, and the last closing lines are simply this. I do not know the future. I know not what tomorrow will bring. I only know that when I'm with Him, my soul sings and sings and sings. It touched me to see Him express his joy. And then my heart was broken. Several months after that, Lee left us much too early. But he did not leave this earth without experiencing joy. And the real tragedy would be this, that he never knew it, that he never experienced it. But he did. And the reason that I share his story with you today is because I think somebody needs to hear it. God wants you to have joy. Quit punishing yourself. Quit putting yourself down. Be open to receive gifts. And if you don't have the book, get the book by Lee Verison. Read about his story. God works in all our lives. He works differently in all our lives, but he works in all our lives. And as a result of that, our soul can sing. And so the invitation today is just simply this. Perhaps you want to come and give thanks to God for something. Polly and I will pray with you and help you give thanks to God. Perhaps you want to come and pray for a particular need. Polly and I are always willing to pray with you about needs. We're not the only ones who can pray with you about needs. We have Stephen ministers, and then we have a whole prayer minister team here. But also this. If you'd like a special prayer that God would bring you the joy in your life that you need, we'll pray with you for that as well. Let us stand.